You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons podcast, brought to you ad-free with the support of our patrons. Visit mashthosebuttons.com or stay tuned after the show for more details.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to episode 13 of Dropping Spicy, a Mash Those Buttons podcast dedicated to Apex Legends, its development, and the community. I'm your host, Josh Kinder, also known as Kinder, and I am here with Cody Tavares, also known as Refused. How you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
As always, our intro music is brought to you by Rifty Beats, that's R-I-F-T-I. You can find him on YouTube and SoundCloud. We are recording 9-8. Will release on 9-9. I didn't look, actually. Shame on me. I didn't look to see if we have any new reviews or subscribers today, but yesterday we did not. So if I missed you guys, I am so sorry. We will read them next show. So before we get into everything, for those of you who may have missed last episode, which I highly recommend, one of our best episodes that we ever recorded, we did, in fact, lose Geo. So he will not be joining us on any further Dropping Spices unless he can, you know, guest host or anything like that. We are going to miss him, but we are still looking for a third. We have a couple of prospects, but nothing even close to definite yet. As a matter of fact, one of our prospects doesn't even have really the gear to do it yet, though I know he's got the chops. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. We've got a few topics for you today. I believe we just have two overall topics. The first one's going to be a patch notes and a couple of things from the dev tracker. We got a whole list of patch notes and everything. And if you don't know yet, and if you don't follow the dev tracker, you do not know, we have some interesting, really good things coming that everybody wants to hear. And topic two, the Voidwalker event, new limited time mode, Armed and Dangerous, is out now, and it is a lot of fun. We're going to give you a quick rundown on everything in case you don't know all the details and give you our impressions on the event itself. And after that, we're going to close things up. So before we get started, Refused, how's your week in Apex been?
Amazing. It's fun. I've just been knocking out challenges lately. I mean, my battle pass is so low. I find that the ranking system for the battle pass is actually harder this time than last time.
I feel even the same way. It took me
I guess it's good for people who like doing those challenges and like who are achievement hunters. I guess, but it's like, just playing the game is not enough.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then the last way, playing the game was enough. You just had to play all the heroes to gain the bonuses, which was fine. You got to experiment and learn the game better. But I don't know. It's a little longer for me, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
But
I think it's geared like towards the people that just play all the fucking time, which, to be fair, that's their primary demographic, you know, the teenagers and young adults that, you know, are in college and shit like that. And they have this time on their hands to do things. And, you know, we're adults. We have shit to do. So we can't play nearly as much as we would like to. But for them, I'm sure it's great because they don't just knock the entirety of the battle pass out in the first week, you know.
Yeah.
But it sucks for us because I just finally got the caustic skin and the air emote that I've been just grinding for, it feels like. Which, granted, I did it in like two or three play sessions, you know, of actually grinding. But it still felt like a lot of grinding for something like that.
Yeah.
But I can't really fault him for playing towards that crowd. I'm not the primary demographic. I'm 30 old man.
Yeah. I'm, you know, having a job and doing tournaments.
Yeah, your schedule's even busier than mine.
Yeah, doing tournaments and a podcast. It's hard to find a moment in my day to play. My off days, too, like it's hard to find a moment because everybody I want to play with isn't online yet. They're right. only online in the evening when I'm busy doing other stuff. Right. So it's hard for me to get a moment to play. And if I do, I only catch like an hour a day. And if I'm lucky, I'll get one day a week where I pull out like 4 or 5 hours of game play. But every other day, if I'm working, there's no way I'm getting a game in.
I know, right? It's the same here. And like even on my off days, you know, if I don't have my kids and I'm not hanging out with them and doing dad stuff, you know, mowing the lawn or cleaning the house, not that you can tell from, you know, what you see on my webcam, the place is a fucking disaster right now. But I mean, you know, just general adult shit. I mean, preaching to the choir here, I'm sure. I mean, podcast audiences tend to be a bit older, but you guys know what we mean. It is kind of tough. Yeah, it's just it comes with the territory of being older, you know. I assume that we'll both be playing games when we're well into like our 60s or shit like that and retired. That's when you have all the free time. Matter of
when
fact,
when Carpal Tunnel sets in, I'll probably stop.
I've already got it and I still play. I mean, you know, you wear a brace, it's not too bad. And
like, yeah,
adjust your grip and everything. Like I had to switch to claw grip. Because it works for my particular hand problems better.
I use like palm. Like I have the whole mouse in my hand when I play.
Yeah.
It's just easier to use. But yeah, I'm an arm player. I don't use my wrist. I have like a foot and a half of mouse pad real estate. So
yeah, probably got a good 11, 12 inches, something like that. I mean, it's not the biggest area in the world, but I also have all this audio gear and shit on my desk, which I probably need to get a bigger desk. But you know, yeah.
I know those same troubles. I have things like sitting on top of it. Each other.
I know it's ridiculous. Like you guys can't see the webcam, but if you could, I would just like pan around and say like all this shit. I used to have a fucking actually it's still in my closet. I had like one of those stacked plastic like pull out drawer bin things. It's got like 5 or 6 drawers. It's probably a foot wide, a foot deep, and probably three or four feet tall, something like that. And every single drawer is just completely full of like little audio shit or like PC components or like PC parts, cables.
I have bins of like, I have cable bins. I have PC component bins. I keep all the boxes of like all the
right
PC stuff I buy.
All the little extra screws and shit they give you.
I'm always like, oh, I need the box in case I move or. I get to sell it to someone else, but that day never comes.
Who's it never does. Shit? Never.
Yeah, I'm never going to sell this. I'm going to stop using my monitor when a pixels die. And I'm right. Who's going to buy that? Nobody. Why am I keeping this stupid box still?
You know, it's funny because like I bought a new monitor, you know, that was specifically a gaming monitor because I was using a 2K IPS, one of the Korean overclockable ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got like the most shit connector you could possibly think of. The power brick gets hot as hell. It's got like some weird proprietary power brick connector. Like the thing is just awful, but it was super cheap and it's really good for like watching shit on. And then I got my tablet monitor for drawing and shit, and I was like, all right, you know, two monitor setup is good. Well, The 2K monitor, it started doing this weird thing where every now and then it would just kind of go off in the middle of a game or some shit. And I was like, all right, this thing's going out, so I need to get a new monitor. So I got a new monitor, got me a fancy new, nice Acer 2K monitor. You know, it's 144 or 100, however many refresh rate. Like, it's a ridiculous refresh rate and all that fancy. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to get rid of this IPS monitor. And then I set my shit up and I was like, I could totally put the other 2K monitor above this one with this mount I have. So I fucking did. Now I have 3 monitors and the other one's just kind of like extra real estate. It still does the weird going off thing every now and then, but it's like an alternate monitor. So it doesn't matter all that much unless I'm like doing serious work. So. It's just one of those things, you know, we're fucking PC hoarders.
Yeah. I don't know why. It's kind of stupid.
I don't know. Especially, I mean, I will say, like, especially when I was, like, first building my PC, like, the first year of having my PC and, like, trial and error and shit, or really the first 2 years, I would go through and like have to find a cable or a piece or something like that to like change something on my setup, you know. Like, and when I started out, I didn't know that DVI and HDMI, you know, like HDMI wouldn't support 2K and things like that, or wouldn't support a certain refresh rate. So I'd have to get another cable for that and then save it. And then like I'd set up an Elgato and needed HDMI, things like that. Cables were like the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the audio setup, obviously, like there's all kinds of different audio configurations you can do and bullshit. And we were running a 4-man podcast out of one room. So obviously that was just a shit ton of finagling and stuff like that. Let's actually move on into the meat of the show. Topic one, the patch notes. So I'm going to go down the list here. I cut out some of the less important things and tried to focus on only the things that actually impact anybody that aren't like UI or things like that that you will obviously see whenever you're playing the game. So the first round is bug fixes. On the Xbox, they fix an issue where sometimes players would have issues connecting to a match at the same time as their party. Which would force them to join Legends Select late with Legends already locked. PS4, code fixes to address crashes related to out-of-memory issues. And they fixed a bug where players would still be in out-of-bounds state when they're not actually out-of-bounds, which everybody's caught that at some point, especially going off of a supply ship.
What? That's violent.
I know, I'm glad they fixed that shit. Quality of life changes. They added, this one actually we read on the dev tracker before it happened. They added auto sprint to all platforms so it can be turned on or off. It's disabled by default. So if you want auto sprint, you can change it in the settings menu now. Players can now adjust aim down sight or ADS look sensitivity per optic zoom level. That's big. That's it's a really good change in my opinion. They added UI to spectator view that lets players easily tell if they're spectating a squad mate or enemy. They added a setting to disable weapon auto switching when ammo runs out. That's another big one that we talked about. Thank God. And that was the thing. I don't know if you've ever had two weapons that both ran out of ammo.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, the way it was before, if you had two weapons out of ammo, then you would just, if you press the shoot button, you'd be in an infinite limbo of automatically switching between weapons where you couldn't do anything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was a pain in the ass and stupid. And, like, if you switch back to your other gun, you're out of ammo. Then it's like, switch back again. Fuck! And it's like a full 2-3 seconds of wasted downtime. So now manual weapon switching, which is pretty standard for most FPSs. Weapon balance. They increase projectile width for triple take. That's a good change in my opinion. SMG weapons are no longer compatible with the 3x HCOG or HGOG and the 2 or 4x variable ACOG scopes. Note from design, our goal with this change is to better define weapon archetypes and improve the looting experience so that players aren't accidentally picking up a long-range sight or a close-range weapon that they have to manually remove. That shit happened to me a lot because I would always get like a 3x and stick it on the
alternator or something.
Yeah, the alternator and things like
that. Oh yeah, ass. Perfect. Yeah, I hated that.
Yeah,
that was stupid.
That's a quality change in my opinion. Legend balance. Watson got a nerf. She will now have low profile attributes. She takes 5% more damage to base health. So she's got the same low profile passive as Wraith and Pathfinder. And is there another one? I'm not sure. I know Wraith and Pathfinder have it.
Mm-hmm.
So she now has that attribute. They also reduce the maximum number of interceptor pylons that can be active to 1. So you can only have 1 pylon up at a time now. And from my understanding, at the highest level, that was very powerful. And having 2 of them was kind of OP. I still am not very good with her. So that's going to nerf her at the lower levels hard. I won't say it will nerf her at the lower level. She'll probably remain the same and see less usage at the lower levels. But at the highest level, that is a hard nerf. Yeah. Bloodhound fixed an issue that allowed players to cancel the startup animation for their ultimate when activated using a zipline.
I love doing that. It's all right. Bloodhound is like you activate the ult, and as soon as you activate it, you can zip on a zipline. And the animation for his ult doesn't even happen.
And so that can be good. Really powerful in the right situation.
It too. Was, yeah, because it's just right off the bat. Like, the fight starts, you're caught in a fight, and then all of a sudden you can do that. You're, like, way more prepared than ever.
Right. I mean, every little second counts, and at the highest level, that's probably a fairly significant nerf.
Yeah, that was good.
And we have two things from the dev tracker that have not come through yet, but are coming soon, and everybody and their mamas asked for it. Disconnects caused by code leaf and or similar errors fixed coming in future patch. I did read a bit about this earlier. Apparently they have figured out what's going on with code leaf and code net. I don't have the notes in front of me about what exactly it was. It's all very technical. So I'll spare you the details, but they do believe that they have entirely eradicated code net and almost entirely eradicated code leaf. And they believe that the remaining few instances of code leaf will disappear with a few small tweaks, and they are releasing this patch probably next patch. And the other significant one, the party not ready bug, has been solved and is also coming in a future patch. So praise be to Respawn for finally figuring this shit out and doing what they had to do with the telemetry, which they definitely said better telemetry will probably help us fix it, and it did. So kudos to you guys for finally figuring that out. I know that was a pain in the ass, and coming from novice development experience, I feel you. The little one-page app projects that I do, you know, with coding and shit, and it takes me 5-6 hours sometimes to find the smallest bug or just come back to them the next day and shit. I can't imagine the sheer scale of this thing and trying to find a little bug.
Jeez, that must take them like days.
Oh, it's got to. And like with teams of people. And it may, yeah. And the thing is, it might even be like a bug in the code. It might just be like a bad server somewhere, you know, or like one of God knows how many server stacks they got. One of them's got like, I don't know, a bad disk in it or something like that, or like corrupted sector or some weird shit. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be like one of a billion things, or, you know, Charter, like, or rather Spectrum, or, whatever the hell the other big ISP is. One of the ISPs not playing nice with them or something like that, you know. It could be literally anything. But as far as that goes, that's all the patch notes and everything other than, you know, very, very small, relatively insignificant things. I think that the vast majority of those are good changes. What do you think, man?
I don't know. I think they're all like for high level. I love the SMG weapon thing.
Change. Yeah, yeah, very.
That makes
very
it so good. Much easier. You know how many times I used to have to drop 3 times off of like an alternator and stuff.
Right, yeah. And that's a lot less fluid on console too. Like dropping things like that.
Oh yeah, it takes even longer.
Yeah, I kind of wish they would work on their UI for console. As far as looting and things like that.
Yeah,
because I hear a lot. That's like the primary complaint I hear on console is like looting is the kind of a death sentence. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, on PC, you can move back and forth and, you know, you can point, click, get your shit done, go fast. But, you know, the cursor thing has like a set speed. Huh?
Are you just like standing still?
Yeah, you can't move when you're looting in console.
What?
If I'm not mistaken, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, yeah, in the Discord and all that. But I am almost certain that that's the case.
Even though there shouldn't be any console players listening to this podcast, because that is forbidden. And if you are, please shut this off. Because
be careful. Half our listeners probably came from outplayed in their console.
Oh no! What's going on?
Shout out to Outplayed. We haven't really fooled with you guys in a little while, but we're still listening. We just kind of get our own shit in order, you know.
Yeah.
I actually had a guy ask in the Outplayed Discord, is like, hey, are you guys okay? You know, you guys still recording? Because you haven't recorded in a while. You know, I had to explain, like, yeah, you know, we just lost one of our hosts to extenuating circumstances, and just life has happened pretty much, you know.
Life.
Yeah, straight up, life has happened.
It's a long way to the top. If you want to rock and roll.
We actually had planned to record earlier this week. We had planned to set a recording day for Tuesday. But I'm not going to get into the details of it, but I had promised my sister that I would that would go to her with dinner and or go with her to like dinner and stuff because she had a very difficult thing going on. And I was like, fuck, I cannot bail. You know, yeah. I've got to do this. You know, this is like complete family stuff. And I was the one that kind of set the day. All right, let's do Tuesday. They had to come back and be like, oh, I refused. I'm fucking sorry, bro. I fucked up. So, and Ja was so disappointed. Like, oh, all right, you fucking get your shit together, man. Like, I felt so bad.
It's all right.
It's all right, though. We're trying to get back on the horse. And hopefully, once we get another host in, once we get a third host in, we can avoid situations like that. Because we can do a two-man show. That's not a big deal to do a two-man, just lose one of the hosts for an episode. But doing a one-man show is infinitely more difficult. You can't bounce off anything. Like, what do you say? It's like I'm talking to air here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on to our second topic for the night. The Voidwalker event. Complete with limited time mode, armed and dangerous. If you don't know, this is a shotgun and snipers only mode. The enabled guns are Mozambique, Peacekeeper, EVA 8, Longbow, G7, and Triple Take. Attachments not used by snipers, shotgun disabled. Bunch of other, you know, weird balance changes and everything like that. Which, actually, I probably should go over a couple of these because it's not made entirely clear. And there may be things that you just don't know from playing it a time or two. So gold variants of certain weapons spawn in high tier loot zones and airdrops. So that's different from normal mode. You know, they've got some changes like this that are completely different from normal mode. It's not literally just, all right, nothing but shotgun snipers. That's the only value to change. They change a lot of other stuff to balance this. And some of these things you really should know in order to play a better game. The Kraber and Mastiff loot values are tuned so that they spawn in late game airdrops and very rarely as ground loot, as in like one or two per game each. There is a chance you can find a Kraber or Mastiff like regularly looting.
I think it's a little more than that because I find like Kravers and Mastiffs all the time in that mode. It's so maybe you're good. Just
getting lucky.
Well, I love this mode, yo. It's like the best.
They do come in airdrops, but on the ground as regular loot, they're not supposed to be as common.
I just love this mode. I wish they keep this mode. They need to have like Overwatch does with like the roulette, like the goes through different modes. They should have
the arcade.
Yeah, they should have that where like you just go in and it goes through a whole bunch of different modes.
Right. They have a big enough player base now that I think they could get away with like a Halo style playlist thing, you know, like a SWAT or like a shoddy snipers, like swords and things like that. Like they used to have
little taste slow. And here's a little bit. Oh, no, too much for you. Take it away a couple of weeks later.
Leave them wanting more. Yeah. Well, but they are bringing new stuff in like this at a very, very good rate. And this the list of balance changes here that they did for it shows that they didn't just like throw some shit together. Like they actually had some thought put into this.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy to see that. And with this much work going into it, it seems like what they are doing is they're putting it out, having the event go, and then be like, all right, cool. We're gonna take this down for now. We're gonna look at how things went, how the mode felt, how everything was, rebalance it for, you know, bringing it back later, or, you know, maybe making it permanent with the balance changes and everything like that. It's kind of like a live PTR.
Mm-hmm.
See other things. Obviously, you have reduced armor, so you can't find blue, purple, or gold armor, and you can't find blue, purple, or gold helmets. And the spawn rate for common armor and helmets is reduced.
I wish ranked was like this. I wish ranked had no blue and above armor stuff.
Right? I'm so surprised they haven't tweaked armor yet because the TTK is a bit high in certain instances.
They gotta get rid of that. I think it's kind of shitty to have purple armor in the match because you land and it's by chance. Whoever grabbed the purple first has the higher possibility of winning that fight, right?
I mean, that's just the nature of the game, though. Like, the entire nature of the game is RNG.
Nope, take it out of rank. Take this out of my Apex.
Yeah, it would be really cool if they just said fuck it and did like a straight up like Call of Duty or Halo style match where everybody has the same guns or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And or like you start off with the same gun. It's like a basic, like you start out with a 301 and then there's like, then there's random loot, you know, so like map, you know, I guess kind of map controls, you know, the deal. And then you play through like that or something. I don't know. I don't know where I'm getting at with that. But it would be kind of cool to see like a non-Battle Royale mode kind of deal. Let's see what else I got. Oh, ground loot drop chances are reduced by 45%. Supply bins aren't affected. So there's less loot around. Bullet counts and stacks are modified. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but basically you can hold more. You can hold more shotgun for sure. I think you can hold less of everything else, if I'm not mistaken, since it's all sniper rounds, right?
I think you can hold more of everything.
Is it more?
Yeah.
No, it's more shotgun. I'm not sure. They said overall loot density is reduced, but ammo and weapon spawn rates are increased, and stack sizes. Oh, okay. All stack sizes are increased to offset the loot scarcity. Allow players to have enough ammo to not discourage combat, which is smart. It's very smart, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a kind of mode that could very, very easily just encourage camping and everything like that, you know, being primarily snipers and shotguns. But encouraging anything you can do to encourage fighting over hiding is a good thing, in my opinion. They also increase spawn rates for syringes to compensate for lower loot density. And reduce spawn rates for shield batteries to match the rarity of armor. That's a change I wouldn't have fucking thought of, but genius.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, that's pretty much the entirety of how they changed everything to do with the match. And there's also an area in, what is it? Is it the center of the map? Where they have the big portal thing?
Oh, no, it's not really in the center. It's near, like, Repulsor area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's where, not Repulsor, it's like between Wetlands and Repulsor, around there.
Right. So describe to us, like, describe what that, what the whole portal thing is like how that all...
I don't know, it's amazing. Once you go through it, it's just like a super long wraith portal that's giant. And then you just end up in like a bunker, underground bunker.
Right.
Yeah.
I haven't actually gotten to play this mode myself yet. I've watched several videos. I've just been working the past 4 days in a row for 12-hour days and not had any fucking time after to do anything.
Oh, that's not just in the Voidwalker event. Like, that portal thing exists in all the modes.
Oh, that's like a total change now.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty cool. I don't know if it will go away. Actually, it might stay because still Octane section is still there.
Yeah.
And that event is over, isn't it? The solos?
Yeah, yeah, solos? I guess it is.
Yeah, and Octane's is still there, so maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like what they're doing is like they're just changing the map as they go. You know, it's like, fuck it, you know, we'll change it however the fuck we want.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Which I like, you know, change is not necessarily a bad thing. And if you don't like something, wait a minute, might go away.
Yeah.
Might be replaced with something else. Matter of fact, it probably will if, you know, if people don't like it.
If it makes, like, let them change it. Like, if that's the content that they're doing, then that's cool. We want content. Like, beggars can't be choosers. It's a free game. Whatever they're doing, it's the best they can do with the no money that we're giving them.
Right. I mean, even a bad change is a fucking change, you know. Mm-hmm. Even a bad change is better than just staying static for mm-hmm. 3 fucking years or watch, you know, not changing a fucking thing to, you know, how shit works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't really say that about over. They have new maps and new characters and shit like that, but God, it's a fucking trickle. And, you know, Respawn, even among all the bug fixes and everything, seems to be like, they're just fucking on it with, you know, changing shit and making stuff different. You know, as soon as you get used to it, it's like, all right, you know, it's time for something new. Check it out, boy. And I was on Reddit a bunch today watching people play through play some of these some of the new mode and stuff, and like the whole portal thing where you go in the bunker, it just seems like complete fucking chaos, like Skulltown 2.0.
It kind of is. Like, if everybody jumps it all at once, it's pretty insane.
I mean, and honestly, it's fucking fun, you know, like all that fighting, you know, it doesn't really waste your time. I mean, you go in, you die. Okay, well, I'm in another game. It doesn't take me 20 minutes to queue.
One time I went in there and there was a gold armor in there and I was like, what? Yeah. That's the end of that story.
Cool story, bro. Do you
have, yeah.
Again? Do you have time?
One time I landed in there, dude, and there was a gold armor. That's yeah. That's, well, come on. How often do you land into a gold armor off the drop, right?
True. Unless long. You're going like supply ship or something.
Yeah. Which is like, I don't know. That's pretty badass.
Oh, man. Speaking of landing and getting good shit. So I was actually playing with the Outplayed guys. I think it was last week. And we dropped into, where was it? I want to say it was the pit. We dropped pit and we thought we were the only team there. And then like last second we see, oh shit, there's another team here. So we drop in the middle and right in the middle, you know, I get the purple armor. So I get the purple armor and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm fucking set now. I just need a gun. And I went and looted three different fucking bins, did not get a single gun. And by that time, the other team had landed. They had all gotten fucking like peacekeepers and shit, just completely wrecked my other two guys. And I'm running away with my tail between my legs, you know, with my purple armor and no gun. And they fucking shoot me in the neck and take my shit. And it's like, oh, we're dead.
Lol.
It's fucking awful. Oh man, I think I am putting that. Actually, I got a clip of that. I think I'm putting that in the video I've been working on.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god, I got to show you a preview of it. Like it's been slow going because I've had to work so much overtime lately. But I added in a new section to it, and it's got like the scene where Arnold Schwarzenegger takes the shotgun from the guy outside the bar, like after he gets his leather jacket, steals the guy's clothes and shit.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. The guy like points a shotgun at him and he's like snatches it away. I replaced that guy's face with like Mirage. And Arl just like snatches a shotgun and he like gets on his motorcycle and over the motorcycle is like the bronze icon. So he's just like riding this bitch all the way to bronze. It's a pretty good section actually. I'm hoping to get that shit done here in the next week or so. And shit, we about ran out of shit. I thought we would be okay with two topics, but we've kind of run through it like pretty damn quick here.
It's good.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a short show.
No.
Fuck. It's weird not having a third host because it's like, the hell do we talk about now? It's like,
we'll get a third host. Let's talk about what do we want in a third host.
Yeah, yeah, that can be our topic three. What do we want in a host? First of all, first and foremost, consistency.
Consistency, yeah. Be here.
Consistency.
On time.
Show up.
Bring cookies.
You also got to be an avid weed smoker. You know, just kidding. You don't have to smoke pot.
Relocation. Relocating is a possibility.
Right, right, right. Yeah. actually, I guess while I'm at it, we do record. Currently, our recording schedule is every Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you can't make that, then you need not apply.
Yeah.
I don't think that your schedule works with any of your day, really, other than Sunday, does it? Refused.
Sundays. Saturday, Sundays? Yeah, Mondays, yeah.
My work week schedule or staggers, so like I can't do literally anything before like 8 p.m.
Only because of my broadcasting idea.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm not going to. You were into that shit first before the podcast, you know. Mm-hmm. That's your thing.
It's fun to do the podcast. I love Apex. I play Apex more than I play Overwatch. So. But I'm really Apex back.
Just don't play Overwatch.
I'm so back into Overwatch now, though, that two.
I mean, honestly, it's kind of hard not to. Yeah. Man.
You know what's hilarious is every time we do this show, we always talk about Overwatch. This show should be like spent fucking Apex 2 years and Overwatch.
Well, I mean, I spent 2 years on a two different podcasts talking about, well, actually, like 2.5 years talking about nothing but Overwatch on two different podcasts. Mm-hmm. And you still do like a very, very big Overwatch tournament, you know? So it's like kind of hard not to relate that in, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, not talking about Halo because, you know, that's a big part of my gaming experience. You know, I spent years playing fucking Halo.
I can't wait to
relate a lot of shit to it.
I can't wait till it's out on PC.
I might have to fucking start a Halo podcast and quit this one. I love me some Halo 2.
It's just, it should be your favorite game podcast. Where, like, if that's what it's called. And, like, all the time we're changing, like, games that we're talking about. Because it's our favorite game in the moment. And most, like, we'll lose people, but we'll always gain people because we're always talking about new games.
Right. And then you get like the retaining audience like, oh, maybe
nobody
I should try this.
Steal this idea, by the way, because that's what we're doing.
Ja,
your favorite.
Fucking copyright it.
Yeah. Your favorite game podcast.
Oh, man. I threw Ja for a loop just now because we were talking in Slack and he's asking about somebody that we were talking to about joining his show. And I said, ITM, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, ITM, I'm not hip enough for your acronyms. ITM. Like, in the meantime, dude.
I didn't even know
like,
that.
He's like, you
one.
Kids and your fancy internet language.
I don't even know that one. I think after like all the lols, LFMAOs on all that stuff, I'm out. BRB, unless it didn't come from IRC, I'm not gonna know what the fuck this means.
Oh man, you're kind of dating yourself there.
ASLs. I said that the other day in chat, and nobody knew what the hell I meant. I was
ASL,
like,
age, sex, location.
Yeah, I was like, you've never heard ASL? Well, not really, because
the only reason I know ASL is because Omegle.
The Dew. Do you watch The Dew?
The Dew? No.
Oh, he's great. He uses that all the time, and he like plays guitar to people, and they all know who he is. He's like the most famous person that uses that website. It's hilarious. Watching him do stuff.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. So he does that whole thing on like how is he not banned yet though? Because you can't go on fucking Omegle without seeing like.
Oh well, he doesn't Twitch. He does YouTube videos, so it's pre-edited video.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I was gonna say, yeah, if you stream that shit, good luck.
He does that, and then he does like where people message him on the PS4, and he does songs on the PS4 too. Yeah, or he plays Call of Duty. If you do watch his Twitches though, it's like him playing games with like these three other regular dudes, and they're just like being dicks to each other the whole time.
Sounds good to me. Reminds me of the Hotel Fitz guys. I don't know if you watch Hotel Fitz. They did some phenomenal, absolutely phenomenally funny, hilarious PUBG stuff. Like, if you haven't seen Hotel Fitz's PUBG videos, like, just pick one and watch it through. They are fucking hilarious. Oh, they're so good. And I actually saw a video the other day. It was like a memes that keep me up at 4 a.m.
Oh, thing. I love that. Those
I know. I watched like every one of those, and one of those had a bunch of Hotel Fit stuff in it. I was like, I fucking know those guys. I watched them, and it was so awesome because like they're getting rep now. Like regular, not fucking weird people are watching them, and I fucking love it because they're just so cool. shout out to Hotel Fits if you happen to be listening. I love you guys.
Yeah.
Oh man. I guess that's gonna be it, man. You know, we're about 40 minutes into the show. That's a pretty decent podcast. You know, a lot of people listen to shorter podcasts. A lot of people like that kind of thing.
Yeah,
Good drive. Sorry, we don't have a super long show for you this time, guys.
Mm. We'll be back next time with a jam-packed episode.
Yeah,
lots of drama.
Well, I'll definitely make sure to like, you know, kind of have a padding topic next time. That's what we do a lot of the time. If like I think something's not going to stretch, I'll put in a padding topic. And I figured this would be a lot longer than it is. It's really not.
No, it's the same. It's the same thing. Just a few changes to the game. Like, it's the same map.
Yeah, pretty much.
when they release a new map, there will be so much to talk about, because you're going to be talking about every area on the map, favorite hiding spots, where you camp out the most, because no camping's a thing still. You watch the the Score Esports?
No, I don't.
Oh, man, you should do, everybody should do that, actually. If you really like esports stuff, the Score Esports YouTube channel is, like, topics about esports and, like, big events and, like, highlights. And like, you would watch the Score on TV and stuff like that. But they do these segments about, like, what is camping or what is Easy Clap or what is GG Easy, like all these things that gamers do, like how did it start? Where did it originate and stuff like that? So it's pretty cool to watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're good. They're good. I love them. They do, they and when they do new stuff, they cover it so well. Like they got exclusive interviews with like that whole Tfue shit that was going on. They got exclusive interviews with like the lawyer and the owner of FaZe Clan and all that stuff, just to, while that shit was going on, and they were like, "What's the real thing going on?"
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's good. Yeah.
Oh, I guess it's not Hotel Fits. It's just Fits. I don't know where I got Hotel Fits. I think that's one of their videos or something, maybe. But it's like FITZ. And I was trying to find one of the videos so I could show it to you in a minute.
He streams, doesn't he?
I think so. Yeah. He has like a crew of dudes. Like he's an English dude, and he's got like a crew of people that like hang out and do shit with him. God, this video's got 6 million views.
Wow.
God, they really have blown up since I was like first kind of hanging around them. Anyway, that's beside the point. So I'm going to start closing things up unless you have something else to say.
No, I'm good. I'm
happy. It's cool. It's cool. I'd like to thank you all so much for listening and sticking around, even though we're not consistent for shit. I apologize. you want to get your social media stuff out of the way, man?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, Twitch, basically, yeah, and on Discord at Refused Live.
Had to think about it for a second.
Yeah, I totally forgot. I was like, no, it's not just Refused, it's Refused Live. Because Refused,
rebranding is a bitch, ain't it?
Yeah, I know. Because Refused on its own is already taken on all these platforms. God, you're a dick. Whoever took that before me,
fuck you, bro.
Yeah, buddy.
Fuck you, buddy.
You don't even know. And then
that's the good thing about my new handle is like nobody fucking uses it.
Yeah, there you go. Wow, Mr. Fancy Pants. And then you can check out my esports, I don't know, what is it, Elite? No, it's not Elite. It's just a community of people who like competitive Overwatch at the moment.
I mean, it's really like a, I guess an esports, I guess it is kind of a league.
Is it?
Well, it's like an esports channel presentation. I mean, it's kind of a league.
I guess so.
Like a tournament provider. I don't know what the hell you'd call that.
Event organizer?
Yeah, that's probably the name. That's probably what you should go with.
Yeah. Anyways, that's Star Esports Live as well. Star Esports Live on Twitter and Twitch and YouTube. Check us out. A lot of famous people. Actually, quick story. A little short story here. If you watch Overwatch League, Washington Justice, Sleepy, that plays on that. His girlfriend plays in our tournament that's going on right now.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Yeah. And
that's got to be so fucking cool, though, to, like, have a significant other that is, like, good enough to play in those kind of leagues, you know, those kind of games.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool. She tweeted it out, and we got a whole bunch of followers out of that. So that was pretty
nice.
Good. Yeah.
I bet she gets that personal coach in, too, though. Yeah. That's so fucking cool, like, date a fucking, like, Overwatch League player to get like that one-on-one,
that little
like,
edge,
IRL
yeah.
coaching.
But you
then
know
again, you'd probably like be so self-conscious.
You know, she probably watches him, and he does like whatever his private practicing, right? Like, because they're gonna give them when you're not at here, you're practicing at home, right? So he's trying stuff out, right? And she's definitely watching and listening and learning from that too, right?
Right.
So
that's gotta be so cool, dude.
Yeah. And he's probably talking about it all the time too, right?
Oh yeah.
If they're
you almost have to have that, you know.
Yeah.
Because your life is Overwatch.
Yeah, but like if they both play Overwatch, she knows what he's talking about, right? So she's like just absorbing the information. She's like, "Yeah, you talk. You talk to me and I'm just going to be a sponge."
Oh yeah, talk to me dirty. Oh, I mean Tracer. Oh, I'm already Tracer. Oh man. As far as my social media, you can find me on Twitter, Twitch, Origin, and YouTube at NerfKinder, please. That's PLS. I will hopefully be releasing that Apex video I've been talking about sometime during this week if I have time to finish it. And you can of course find this show at Dropping Spicy on Twitter. And you can find our network, The MASH Network, at The MASH Network on Twitter. And don't forget to join the Mash Those Buttons community on Discord at discord.me/mashthosebuttons. And while you're there, you can send us your Apex feedback, stories, and questions, all you like. Don't forget to share the show with others and rate and review on your favorite podcast platform of choice, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Player FM. We primarily check our reviews on Apple Podcasts because that's pretty much the only place that will let you do reviews anymore. And you can show your support by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons. We have tiers and content available for as little as $1 a month. And we have a Teespring store at teespring.com/stores/mashthosebuttons. Please stay tuned after the show to hear about the other shows on our network. That's going to be it from us. Stay spicy, boys.
Thank you for choosing a Mash Those Buttons podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you would like to subscribe to one of our shows, you can find us on multiple podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you can't find us on your favorite podcast platform, head over to mashthosebuttons.com, grab the RSS feed, and use it in your podcast platform of choice. We have shows for many different games, so if you want to check out some other podcasts you may enjoy, you should go to mashthosebuttons.com/shows or stick around to hear about other shows that are available this week. Mash Those Buttons is an independent outlet that is supported by patrons. If you enjoy our content and want to help us grow, you can become a patron for as little as $1 a month at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons. Besides helping us expand our content, patrons gain early access to special content and also have access to exclusive supporter-only content. If you'd like to stay connected with Mash Those Buttons, you can follow us at twitter.com/TheMashNetwork, facebook.com/MashThoseButtons, or we'd love to have you join our Discord community at discord.me/MashThoseButtons. Once again, thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Hey, this is Ramses from Push the Point, the Mash Those Buttons official Overwatch League podcast. Tune in every Tuesday where me and my co-host LaBosco break down player performances, storylines, and the league at large.
Hi, this is Chrissy from the Final Fantasy XIV podcast, Wondrous Tales. Come hang out with us every other Monday for a casual discussion of what's going on in the community and some tips to improve your in-game quality of life.